breaking news for the music industry. I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News. Grammy-winning country music legend Naomi Judd has passed away at the age of 76. The family releasing a statement.
Actress Ashley Judd, one of Naomi's daughters, said, quote, "Today we sisters experienced a tragedy. We lost our beautiful mother to the disease of mental illness. We are shattered. We are navigating profound grief and know that as we loved her, she was loved by her public. We are in unknown territory." Naomi Judd was half of the country music powerhouse duo, the Judds, along with her daughter, Winona. The news comes just one day before the Judds were going to be inducted into the Country Music Hall of Fame.
Fox's Christina Coleman. Cleanup efforts are expected to begin for the damage left behind in Kansas after a tornado hit last night east of Wichita. Andover Fire Chief Chad Russell.
There was a direct tornado strike that started in Sedgwick County and traveled into Andover. We had many buildings in Andover take very tough damage.
Authorities say more than 1,000 buildings were affected and more than 15,000 people lost power. There were several injuries, but no fatalities. Calmer weather conditions in northern New Mexico are helping crews battling the nation's largest active wildfire as they work to prevent it from getting closer to the small city of Las Vegas. Strong winds pushed the fire Friday toward the city of 13,000. Crews are using bulldozers and aircraft to help battle the blaze, which has burned at least 166 homes. Actor Bill Murray has acknowledged that his behavior towards a woman led to the suspension of production on his latest film. In his first comments about the shutdown of Being Mortal, Murray today described the incident as a difference of opinion, but declined to provide specifics. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Serbia today publicly displayed a recently delivered Chinese anti-aircraft missile system, raising concerns in the West and among some of Serbia's neighbors that an arms buildup in the Balkans could threaten fragile peace in the region. Serbia is still seeking membership in the EU. In Alabama, the search for a missing corrections officer continues. Fox's Jack Callahan reports.
Corrections Officer Vicki White of Lauderdale County in northwest Alabama last seen Friday morning, escorting an accused killer to the courthouse, she said, for a mental health evaluation. Neither she nor the inmate made it there. Her patrol car found abandoned in a shopping center parking lot a few hours later. The sheriff says they then determined there was no such mental health evaluation scheduled. He says they don't know whether Officer White was abducted or was part of an escape plan, but either way, says she is believed to be in danger. Jack Callahan, Fox News.
Breweries in Northern Virginia are having some fun at Vladimir Putin's expense and raising money to help feed Ukrainians. Fox's Jill Nato has that story.
A beer is now on sale called Putin, followed by a Russian expletive. Eight different breweries across Northern Virginia are producing their version of the anti-Putin dry hop golden ale. The recipe originated at Pravda Brewery in Ukraine, One of the places making it here in the U.S. is Ornery Beer Company, owned by Randy Barnett.
They created this worldwide collaboration. It was, hey, here's our beer, here's our label. We want everybody to brew their version of our beer and raise funds for Ukrainian relief.
He says some proceeds from sales will be donated to charities like World Central Kitchen Ukraine and Global Giving Ukraine Crisis Relief Fund. Till NATO, Fox News.
And I'm Joe Chiaro, Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.